Oluwabunmi Udemeobong, and welcome to another episode. Another episode on the Healthy Living with You, the podcast. Thank you for the feedbacks on previous episode. On today's episode, we are privileged to have our guest speaker take us through an important conversation on prostate cancer in the form of a question and answer session. But before we proceed, I would love to introduce our guest. Butiat is an adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner that loves preventive medicine and dogs. She holds a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from New Jersey University and a Master's from Rutgers State University, New Jersey, and has been active for 14 years. She is a recipient of the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nursing and has been honored with an induction into the Sigma Theta Tau Society of Nurses. Mutiat believes in giving back, so she organizes an annual free health drive in rural Nigeria and regularly hosts Health Talk with Mutiat on Facebook Live. Her hobbies are singing out of tune, laugh out loud, and dancing, reading romance novels, meeting people, and spending time with dogs. Our goal is to improve awareness about health and healthcare in Nigeria. When not working, she loves to relax with hot abula means amala with correct ogunfe. Thank you so much for joining us, Mutiat, and it's a pleasure to have you here. So on today's episode of Healthy Living with You, the podcast, we'll be going straight up to this very, very important conversation, which is prostate cancer causes, symptoms, and management. I repeat, prostate cancer causes, symptoms, and management. So we'll start with the first question, and that is, what is prostate cancer?
So I want to explain what a prostate is. It's only in men. Women do not have prostates. Prostate is, it's like a small gland. It's like a walnut. Yoruba people call it orobo. It's just that small. Its job is to produce the seminal fluid that helps with the sperm, and it helps transport and nourishes the sperm. So that's a prostate. It is located, the way it's located is, how do I explain this? I wish I had, this was a video and there's the picture, but it's located by, in the, like the around the urinary meatus, like, you know, we're in the pineal gland of the guy, you know, and that's another disease called benign prostate hypertrophy. It means enlarged prostate, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're going to talk about prostate cancer. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, especially in Black men, especially in Nigerian men, it's something we do not go and check. It's something that's killing a lot of Nigerian men that we don't know. All you hear is people complaining about back pain, and then by the time you find it, it's all over. So it's one of the slowest growing cancers. However, we do have some that are aggressive, but unfortunately, until you get tested, we can't say if this is a slow growing cancer or faster growing cancer. So it's the cancer of that little walnut shaped, I won't call it an organ, a walnut shaped gland in guys. That's what prostate cancer is. Now, I know that they like growing type. So I think I hope that explains the question.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how common is prostate cancer? I think you already mentioned that.
It's quite common. It is quite common. And especially in Black and men of African descent, is actually very, very common. In Caucasians and other ancestries, Asian is not as common as it is in Black African men. It is very common in them.
All right. And what would you say, like, I think it's a repeat of it, like the people who are mostly at risk of having prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer. I will keep saying it because I want our brothers, our fathers, our uncles, our sons to keep hearing that it is common in Black men. It's common in African men of African descent. Very common.
All right. So for people who don't have it, or for some people who might be developing symptoms and may not know that that is what's like likely symptoms of it, what would you say are the likely symptoms?
The most common symptoms, what actually drive men to the doctors or to get checked, is difficulty urinating. It's difficult when they know they have to pee, but then when they go to the bathroom, they only have a little drop, but there's still fullness, you understand? There's still fullness, like they didn't pee enough. They didn't completely empty their bladder. So that's one of the biggest things that sends men to the doctor. Another thing is the force of the urine. Some men, I know it's a joke among men, like, you know, you can write your name with your pee. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
With the strength of when some men are peeing, you can hear them from afar because it's strong. But then they start dribbling. Like instead of having a strong force, they start to dribble. It's just coming out in trickles. Another thing that sends men to the hospital is blood in the semen. To the doctors is blood in sperm. After you finish having sex, they notice blood in their sperm. That sends them to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is another thing that sends them to the hospital. That I think that's one of the biggest things, because we know men are very, you know, serious about their performance in bed, and when they're unable to perform to the what they know as their standards, that is a big issue to them that will send them to the hospital. And the last thing that sends men to the hospital, another symptom, is bone pain, especially back and the legs. When they start to feel that, it will send them to the hospital. So I'm gonna repeat those symptoms so they can hear it. Trouble urinating, bone pain, erectile dysfunction, blood in the sperm, and a decreased force of their urine. That's
all right. So how is the progression like? The progression of the cancer? How is it like?
Until you get checked. I know, I heard your question. Until all you right. get checked, we can't okay. say what kind of cancer it is. We can generalize that it's prostate cancer. However, until they actually biopsy, they take a little sample of the cancerous growth and put it under a microscope, they won't be able to tell, is it a fast spreading cancer or is it a slow spreading cancer? If it's a slow spreading cancer, they can easily go in and do some surgeries or whatever they need to do, but the fast one needs quick intervention. So until we take you under, until they get a sample, they won't be able to tell you what kind of cancer, what's the progression it is. Now, one thing I want to say also is prostate cancer is not a death sentence once it is caught on time. Early detection saves lives. This is why we always urge our men to go for their yearly checkups, to visit their doctors and get all these things checked. Once it's checked on time, once it's found on time, there are treatment interventions that will stop it in its growth. But the bad thing is when we don't catch it on time and it spreads, that is an issue.
Okay. So how is, like, for those who are unaware of it, like, how is this cancer treated or managed?
Now, it depends on the type of cancer itself. Some of them, they can do surgery. Some of them you do radiation. Some of them they may do chemotherapy. It depends on what type it is. Again, I can broaden this and say with cancers, there's not one type of cancer. Everybody can have breast cancer. You can have five women that have breast cancer, but five different types of cancers. Well, cancer is just not one thing. It is different kinds. It's mutations of cell, and depends on how the cells mutate. That's what's going to determine the treatment. So until they get the biopsy, once they get the biopsy and they see what kind of cells it is, that's what's going to determine either you're going to have surgery, you're going to have chemotherapy, or you're going to have radiation. So those are the three options that may happen.
Okay. So finally, does prostate cancer or its treatment cause erectile dysfunction or urinary?
Yeah. Yes, it may. Yes, it may. Unfortunately, it may, which is why we always urge you to go. We always urge our men to go in for treatment early. Unfortunately, some men might have to do, depending on the extent of the spread of the cancer, they might have to do a radical surgery, like everything comes out. They might. So it depends on the spread. If you catch it early, they might just have to just remove the prostate itself and leave it alone, or remove part of the prostate. However, if it's extensive, sometimes it depends on how extensive, it's called metastasis, how far it's mets all over, they may not be able to do anything. They may just do palliative. Or sometimes, the treatment may cause unfortunately, may cause erectile dysfunction, and it may cause incontinence, trouble urinating. So, it may.
All right. Thank you so much for
that. A pleasure. That pleasure.
Was quite interesting and broad, too. So, before I let you off, our audience would love to know how to connect with you. Like, what social media platform are you most active on?
I'm most active on Facebook. You may get me on Muti at Sunshine, or you may get me on Health Talk with Muti at. Either way, I'm active. If you're on Instagram also, I am on but all social media platforms as Muti at Sunshine. But you're going to be able to get a quick response on Facebook, on the Muti at Sunshine or Health Talk with Muti at.
All right, guys. I will leave the links on the description box. On this episode. So, do you have any questions or comments? Feel free to leave a voice message or an email. Also, don't forget to add the Healthy Living with Yude podcast to your favorite so you get notified with new updates. Once again, I am Koledoye Oluwabunmi Demobong and your host. Thank you for listening and thank you for staying tuned. Until I come your way next week, always stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you once again for this time with you, and it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.